वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। हरे कृष्ण। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 81 द लॉर्ड ब्लेसेस सुदामा ब्राह्मण टेक्स्ट 10। इति मुष्टिं सकृज्जग्ध्वा द्वितीयं जग्धुमाददे तावश्रीर्जग्रुवे हस्तं तत्परापरमेष्टिना इति मुष्टिं सकृज्जग्ध्वा द्वितीयं जग्धुमाददे तावश्रीर्जगृहे हस्तं तत्परापरमेष्टिनाम् इति मुष्टिं सकृज्जग्ध्वा द्वितीयं जग्धुमाददे तावश्रीर्जगृहे हस्तं तत्परापरमेष्टिना। That is iti the speaking मुष्टिम अ हैंडफुल सकृत वन टाइम जग्ध्वा ईटिंग द्वितीयम अ सेकंड जग्धुम टू ईट आददे ही टुक तावत देर अपॉन Shri, the goddess of fortune, Rukmini Devi, Jagruhe sees, Hastam, the hand, Tat, to him, Para, devoted, Parameshtina, of the Supreme Lord. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. After saying this, the Supreme Lord ate one palmful and was about to eat a second, when the devoted goddess Rukmini took hold of his hand. Purport. Queen Rukmini took hold of Krishna's hand to prevent him from eating any more the flat rice. According to Sripad Sridhar Swami, with this gesture, she meant to tell the Lord, "This much of your grace is sufficient to assure anyone vast riches, which are merely the play of my glance. But please do not force me to surrender myself to this Brahmana, as will happen if you eat one more handful." Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti explains that by taking hold of the Lord's hand, Rukmini implied, if you eat all of this wonderful treat your friend brought from his house, what will I have left for my friends, co-wives, servants and myself? There will not be enough left to distribute even one grain to each of us. And to her maidservant companions, she said by her gesture, this hard rice will upset my Lord's tender stomach. Srila Prabhupada comments that when food is offered to Lord Krishna with devotion, with love and devotion, and he is pleased and accepts it from the devotee, Rukmini Devi, the goddess of fortune, becomes so greatly obliged to the devotee that she has to personally go to the devotee's home to turn it into the most opulent home in the world. If one feeds Narayan sumptuously, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, automatically becomes a guest in one's house, which means that one's home becomes opulent. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manoveshtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharune Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Ne Gauratvishe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Pescha Kripa Sindhu Pyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadhi Gaura Bhaktarunda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, we are reading in this verse the story of Sudama Brahman, how, what is the reaction of Sri Rukmini Devi after Lord ate one palmful of that chip rice, flat rice, and was about to eat the next. So Rukmini Devi is holding Lord's hand. So this story, which is appearing in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is very, very wonderful story. Lord Krishna's friendship with his friend Sudama Brahman, that is highlighted. How Krishna maintains friendship. Second is Krishna's eating. Krishna's eating is glorified here. And of course, Rukmini Devi's reaction and her blessings when the Lord is pleased, Lord Narayan is pleased. So there are many wonderful things can be learned from this pastime. And we can see that when this Sudama Brahman was approaching the Supreme Lord, he was a very poverty-stricken Brahman. He was really struggling with the basic needs, basic necessities of the life. But he was a Brahman. And Brahmana is not supposed to become opulent. That is the real Brahmana. That is the real austerity Brahmana should maintain. If something comes, voluntarily he should give it up to maintain his Brahmanical standards. It's not easy in today's age. Srila Prabhupada also tells that not just by wearing 2 paisa thread one can become Brahmana. It is not the external things, but what is the real internal consciousness, how much we are really struggling to achieve that platform. That is important. And Srila Prabhupada also wanted that his disciples to become first-class Brahmanas. So, there is a lot of expectation in an organization, in one's individual life. So, Sudama Brahman, he, for so many years, he did not feel the need of approaching the Supreme Lord. And if we remember in our own lives, our friends, real friends, if we count, then we have to go back to our school memories. That was my friend who was sitting next to me on the same bench. And we are playing. That kind of friendship people still remember, even they become 50 years, 60 years, even 70. School friends cannot be forgotten. So, of course, in today's world, it has all become like virtual. You connect somebody, and if suddenly realize that, oh, he's in somewhere in America. somewhere in London. But still, as soon as that connection is developed, all the old memories start coming in the mind. So, this is just a material example. It is not, we cannot extrapolate to the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord, when he is coming as a human being, he is setting a wonderful example. He, when he saw that this Brahmana is coming, he is a very poverty-stricken, not very opulent, and Krishna remembers everyone. It's not that, oh, who is this coming to my palace, and doorkeeper will stop him and not allow. Krishna had given a special instruction to all the doorkeepers that Brahmanas are allowed. They can directly come and meet me. That is a standard. In today's world, there are so many security checks. People cannot reach to somebody who is on the higher level. Even to give spiritual knowledge or to give Prabhupada's book, Bhagavad Gita, which is so divine and will give the transcendental message, will change that person's consciousness. People are so afraid that somebody will come and do something and steal my money. There is tremendous fear. As soon as money comes, a lot of fear also comes. Because people feel that, oh, if I lose this, then what will I have? And the whole foundation is built on that. So there is a lot of fear element when too much opulence comes. Some people can handle it, but they have to be very careful. They have to be extremely careful so that nobody steals. And there are, even today's world, there are different ways of crimes, cyber crimes. People can suddenly hack somebody's account. So there are so many dangers to maintain the opulence, so many challenges. So this Brahmana was, when his Lord saw him coming, he allowed this Brahmana to come because he remembered that he is not an ordinary Brahmana. He is my school friend, Gurukul friend. When both Sudama Brahman and Lord Krishna were studying in the Gurukul, Srila Prabhupada translated as a boarding school. They were, both of them were in the boarding school. When they were, children are sent to Gurukul when they are very young, so that they learn, they develop the character, they develop the good qualities. That is the real purpose of Gurukul. It is not kind of making somebody tough or rigid or disciplined. That will come automatically when somebody goes deeper in understanding the philosophy. When one serves the spiritual master in a very humble mood. So therefore, that kind of learning, that kind of training is very, very essential. And that will help to solve many problems in this material world. Because in today's world, there are so many problems which have arisen because of lack of character. People are having tremendous amount of knowledge. Technology has been developed a lot. But still, we can see that, Srila Prabhupada explained that there is a pinprick in the society at large. Because of lack of understanding, lack of Krishna consciousness. They are not connected with the Supreme Lord. even within oneself there are so much disturbance, so much disconnection. So therefore there are large-scale quarrels in the society because of the basic misunderstanding of oneself and who is the Supreme God and what is our relationship with the Supreme Lord and how to establish peace and harmony in this material world. This is happening because of the simple, basic, fundamental misunderstanding. That is, we have forgotten our relationship with the Lord. And therefore, this process will help to establish that relationship. And when that relationship is established, then one will see everything very clearly. Because Krishna consciousness is a complete package. It is not just, we just accept one part of Krishna consciousness and leave other. No. If we have to accept one chapter of Bhagavad Gita, then we have to accept all the chapters. Then the picture becomes clear. One cannot just take one verse of Srimad Bhagavad Gita and say that this is the ultimate truth. It may be like half-hand logic. So if one has to understand the complete Krishna consciousness, then one has to accept everything. Studying Srimad Bhagavatam, worshipping the deities, serving the devotees. So many programs Srila Prabhupada has given. Everything has a connection. So therefore, this process can be understood when we go more deeper in our own consciousness and practice this process very sincerely. So, when Krishna saw that Sudama Brahmana coming, he remembered that, yes, he is my friend. And all the old memories, when they were sitting together, they were discussing. Krishna was telling that, do you remember our guru Sandipani Muni had sent us to collect the firewood in the jungle? And both of us, we went. It was evening. It was dark. And we lost in the jungle. Small children, they got lost in the jungle. And the rain started coming, thunderstorm. And it started flooding everywhere. And Lord Krishna says that it was some kind of devastation. Partial devastation, some kind of devastation, so much of water. So, and they stood, they remained there at that place in that forest throughout the night. So, that was quite historic. It cannot be forgotten so easily. Because when the children, they get sanskaras at the earlier age, they remember everything. So therefore, so much efforts have to be done that children develop good character right from early age. They should be given good training. They should get a lot of love and care. But in today's world, it is so unfortunate. Material technology, it may appear that it is advancing, it is making life easy. But if you look at the other side of, then there are a lot of damages which are happening in the society. So Lord Krishna was remembering everything. Both of them, they were sitting and remembering. And Lord Krishna, first of all, he brought him in the palace, allowed him. Where Lord Krishna was sitting, he asked him to sit at that place. On the place where Lord Krishna was personally sitting. And Krishna was personally washing the feet of this Brahmana. And Rukmini Devi was fanning with chamar. Because Lord Krishna wanted to establish the principle of worshipping Brahmanas, serving the Brahmanas. That how it is a duty of a householder to serve the Brahmanas, devotees, take care of them. And in that way they will make progress, inquire from them what is the ultimate goal of life. Because they have that deeper understanding, they're living by their own example. That is what Lord Krishna is exemplifying in this story. And the discussion was going on, both of them they were remembering. And then next day morning, Sandipani Muni, he saw that both of the children are missing. He sent some other disciples, he also personally came and brought them back. So this memory was quite deep, each into their minds. And they were remembering each other. And in today's world, to have such kind of friendship, even on the material level, people, they want to see that there is some compatibility in the friendship. They see that, oh, if I have to make some friendship with somebody, then at least he should be worth something of my capacity. It just doesn't happen immediately. I mean, people are so careful in choosing their friends because there is so much of fear. Oh, I make friendship with this person and I don't know what he will ask, and he's already poor and he will come asking for donations all the time. So people are so careful in choosing the friends. So we can see this friendship was materially incompatible. Krishna's friendship with Sudama was completely incompatible. Because there was no reason. Because Krishna is so opulent. He had so many palaces, so many riches, wives serving him, goddess of fortune serving. And who is this person? But still Krishna is showing by his own example that this is what is the duty of householder. He must follow that. Of course, in today's world, we have to be careful. We cannot allow anybody, because people have bad experience, very few real Brahmanas. So when this discussion was going on, they were sitting and discussing, and what was going on in the heart of Sudama Brahmana, he was feeling quite uncomfortable, because first of all he was coming because his wife requested him, why don't you go, a friend is so opulent, he has so much riches, you go and ask something. We don't have basic things, you should at least ask something basic. So many years he didn't worry, I mean there was nothing to just, he was quite happy with whatever he was supplied. But still, because of the wife's request, then he had to oblige and come. And she had just collected some cheap rice from the neighborhood. They also didn't have. So something we should give when we are approaching the Lord. Something we have to offer to the Lord. So that mood was there. That service attitude was there. So therefore, when Sudama Brahmana came with that chip rice, he had kind of small bag, cloth bag on his shoulder, and he was carrying that. He was walking for so many years and so many days, and he had brought it to offer it to Lord Krishna. And when this moment came that I had to offer this, so he was feeling, oh my God, now this is really uncomfortable situation. Because what I have to offer? Krishna has everything. He has so much of opulent food he is eating. And I am going to offer this cheap rice, which is like a very kind of simple offering. So he is feeling quite nervous. That hopefully Krishna doesn't ask me, oh, have something. And Krishna, he knows everything. Cannot hide. When you come in front of Krishna, you cannot hide what desires you are carrying. Krishna can detect everything. And Krishna will reciprocate. It is not that Krishna will torture you unnecessarily. Krishna knows exactly, and Krishna can reciprocate you with you according to how you approach. Here Sudama Brahmana had that kind of innocent devotion. He had brought this offering, and Krishna was waiting for that, because it was with so much of love and devotion he had brought it. And Krishna, he tells in Bhagavad Gita also, in the earlier verses also, this famous verse, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhaktya Prayashati Tadam Bhakti Urpuratam Ashnami Prayatatmanaha. Lord Krishna says that if somebody offers me simple leaf, flower, fruit or water with love and devotion, I will accept it. I accept that offering because it is offered with so much of love and devotion. Because what we can offer, ultimately everything belongs to the Lord. Even whatever offerings we make, that is also Krishna's energy. All the material ingredients what we acquire, we prepare, that is all coming from Krishna. So what we can offer to Krishna? But Krishna says that Tadam Bhakti Uparutam, somebody offers me with love and devotion, the same thing, whatever is belonging to Krishna, we are offering that back to Krishna, but with love and devotion. There has to be this element of love and devotion, then Krishna accepts. So therefore, when Krishna had detected that, that there is so much of love, with so much of love he has brought this chip rice. It may be a simple offering, but I am so happy with that, because Krishna reciprocates with that devotion, bhava grahi janardhan. So he understood that it is because of the circumstances. His wife has requested him, pushed him to approach me, and I know that they are in need of something, basic necessities, at least they should have. Krishna could understand that, and he was laughing, he was very happy with that. And Krishna was going to reciprocate, definitely. It was not that Krishna just ate that that chip rice and didn't give anything to him. Krishna reciprocates. So when he accepted that, he ate one palmful of that chip rice, which was a very simple dry rice, chip rice, you know, poha kitchen they make, very famous for Ramacharis. So we put so much spices and try to make it little bit palatable. But Krishna was not putting all the spices in to make it. He was just eating like that. And there is kind of different dynamics which play. When Krishna is happy, the goddess of fortune is also happy. And when such offering is made with love and devotion, the devotee also is happy. And whatever is necessary, basic necessities of the life, Lord supplies that. So therefore, that is the real connection, that is a real yoga. When we connect ourselves with the Supreme, with this love and devotion, that is the ultimate perfection of yoga. Tasmin tushte jagat tushta. If somebody satisfies the Supreme Lord, the whole world is satisfied. Whole world can become peaceful. Whole world can become, there can be a lot of harmony in the society. So that is the spiritual dynamics which play when somebody serves the Supreme Lord. It cannot be seen with material eyes. So therefore, there is a great need of developing this kind of consciousness. When His Holiness Radhana Swami met Mother Teresa, she told, "Do you know what is the problem with this material world? It is hunger. Not hunger of the stomach, but hunger of the heart. That is the real problem." She could understand that there is enough in the material world for everyone's need, but not one person's greed. That is happening because of lack of Krishna consciousness. There is enough in the material world, but people are so scared, so fearful to share their resources, thinking that they will lose. And therefore, there is so much of hoarding. People are hoarding more than necessary. And therefore, there is so much of disparity in the society because of the simple, basic, fundamental misunderstanding. That is lack of Krishna consciousness. So therefore, our acharyas, they try to give this consciousness to everyone, to spread the consciousness of Krishna, to elevate our consciousness, not just to see for our own self. Self-realization doesn't mean to become selfish, that I'm just worried about my own progress. That is not self-realization. Self-realization and Krishna realization, they go together. When somebody is becoming Krishna conscious, one will automatically become conscious of all living entities, everyone in the material world. He will see that, yes, if I am suffering, if I have need, then other people also have their needs. I am suffering, other person also may be suffering. That consciousness develops. And one tries to serve on the higher platform. So therefore, that kind of understanding, that kind of consciousness is required. One has to elevate the consciousness. So therefore, it is explained that who is a Brahmana? Janmana jayate shudra samskarat bhavet dvisha veda patha bhave vipra brahma janati iti brahmana. One who knows a Brahman, the Supreme Brahman. And it is not just theoretical understanding, but there has to be a lot of practical application. When somebody is serving the Supreme Lord with that kind of attitude, then the reciprocation will happen at every moment. One doesn't have to worry that, okay, when I will make offering, at that time only Lord will reciprocate. Krishna consciousness is not just for hours activity in a day. Srila Prabhupada says that one can become 24 hours Krishna conscious. If one is thinking of serving the Lord, then there is no limit. Serving the society, serving Srila Prabhupada's mission, there is so much need. Even within the society, there is so much of need. Helping each other. So, there is tremendous need to elevate our own consciousness, to help each other, help to spread the mission. So, when this thing was going on, Lakshmi Devi, Rukmini Devi was sitting next to Lord Krishna. And she was seeing, and she was so close to the Lord. And in earlier chapters also we have seen that why she was so close to the Lord. Who can become so close to the Lord when somebody has passed the test, Krishna test? One has to be face to face with Krishna to prove that our desires are really pure. One cannot just suddenly sneak into spiritual world. Somebody from entry and just, I am in the spiritual world and now I am there now. It is not that kind of entry we can make in the spiritual world. One has to pass the test because we have to serve the Supreme Lord. And Rukmini Devi, what kind of test she underwent? When Lord Krishna, after so many years of marriage, Lord Krishna was telling, just it was a joking way, but he was telling Rukmini Devi that, okay, that was a good choice actually, I mean, you could have made it. And just by hearing that Krishna is thinking to separate, just a thought has come that I am not serving properly. That was a real blow. It was too difficult for her to handle that Krishna doesn't like me. He's not happy with my service. And Krishna is still thinking that maybe I could have made a different choice. So it was very difficult for her to handle that. For a chaste lady, to think about another person is so disturbing. She just cannot think about it. She was, within that instant, she became so weak that her bangles were becoming loose and falling from the hand. She was almost fainting. And just lost the consciousness, external consciousness. And again, Krishna had to intervene and he had to console that, no, don't worry. It was just a joke. But she took that so seriously. Krishna's joke was not an easy. We may think that I can joke with Krishna. I can pat and steal his tiffin box and play around. That's our neophyte understanding. But to be close with Krishna, one has to be extremely pure. One cannot take it lightly. That I can become friend of Krishna and maybe so many intimate way we can deal with Krishna. It's not like that. One has to become servant of the servant of the servant. One has to develop that mood. So it was so important actually. And therefore she was so close to Krishna. And she could understand Krishna's mind. She is goddess of fortune. And she was so careful. It is not that she was enjoying the company, but all the time she is thinking of how can I serve Krishna? How can I serve Krishna? So that is the mood every time, at every moment. How can I serve Krishna? Even in the spiritual world, it is not that now I have come to the spiritual world, now I don't want to serve Krishna. No. When one becomes 100%, 24 hours, that consciousness is there, that I want to go to Krishna to serve Him, not to enjoy there. Enjoyment propensity should not be there. So therefore, when Krishna sees that, and therefore Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur Maharaj also explains that, do not try to see Krishna, but try to serve Krishna in such a way that Krishna comes to see you. So ultimately it is a service attitude which will please the Supreme Lord. So therefore through service one can connect with the Supreme. And therefore our acharyas explain that there are three things which are eternal: bhakta, Bhagwan and bhakti. Bhakta, devotee, is eternal. Bhagwan, the Supreme Lord, is eternal. And the process of devotion which connects the living entity and the Supreme Lord, that is also eternal. So therefore when somebody connects with the Supreme Lord with love and devotion, that is the highest form of yoga. And that is, when somebody performs that, then automatically whole world can become Vaikuntha Loka. There will not be any anxiety in this material world. Because that is the place which we are aspiring for. We do not want to be in anxiety. But in the material world, at every moment there is anxiety. We cannot be free from that. But when we develop the consciousness and help each other, so then one can elevate the consciousness and see from the higher perspective that yes, there is higher level of understanding. Till now I have been thinking only in terms of my own self, or my own family, that is only my small family or maybe extended family. But if somebody broadens the vision, then one will see that the whole world is one family. One has to just extend that consciousness, that just because he is my biological brother or mother or father and I have to supply the needs, but if we extend little bit, then we see that, oh, they are all my brothers and mothers and fathers. So that kind of consciousness is very, very essential. And when the whole process of Krishna consciousness is to bring us to that level, that we see from the higher perspective, we do not limit ourselves with a small circle. Because sometimes there is a tendency, even in the spiritual world, not in the world, but in the spiritual organizations, to create small circles. And this is my own circle, and I remain into that. And we get conditioned to that. And we think that this is the only thing, this is the only way. And that is another danger. Maya can trap us in that way, to become more and more conditioned into smaller and smaller circles. But one has to realize that now I have to upgrade my understanding. I have to upgrade my consciousness. I have to serve. Even somebody's, somebody other department is suffering, I should not be just thinking that it is only my department, that's all. No. One has to extend. There is effort, there is austerity. And then when Lord Krishna sees that we are developing that consciousness, He will bless more and more. Because one who gives more, who distributes, Krishna will definitely see that he is never in poverty. Poverty cannot touch that person. Because what is the poverty? Poverty of this material world, we may think that, we may feel that we may get humiliated if we don't have material riches. But the real poverty is the poverty of the heart. People are in the heart, externally they may have a lot of opulence or material, but in the heart they are extremely poor. So therefore this Krishna consciousness process helps to become a really rich person. One can become really rich person by developing this consciousness. And therefore it is so important to remain simple but to have higher understanding. Plain living, high thinking. That is important because people are seeing, yes, whether you are really living a simple life or only you are speaking big, big words. One has to practice what we speak. So there is one story of Sanatana Goswami which comes in this connection, that when Sanatana Goswami had escaped from the prison house and was going to serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in between he stopped at one hotel, and he was traveling for so many days. He was looking like a mendicant, like a beggar and emaciated. He had one servant, and the hotel innkeeper, this person, he was treating him so nicely. So Sanatana Goswami, who was working earlier with Nawab, big person, as a finance minister and prime minister, they were holding big positions. And that time he could sense it, there is something. Why this person is trying to be so close to me? I don't have anything, I have left everything. I don't have anything, because somebody sometimes tries to become very good with somebody because they want to get something from that person. He could sense it, that there is something that which is attracting this person. Then he asked his servant Ishan, "Do you have something? Do you have gold coins? Because I distributed that, I gave up that whole burden. I didn't want to keep it." So he told that, "Yes, I have 7 gold coins." So as soon as Sanatana Goswami heard that he has these gold coins, and he understood that this is the real cause of the problem, he immediately went to the hotel keeper and just gave it to him. "Just take it." The hotel keeper, he started telling that, "Yes, okay. You don't need to give me, you are such a gentleman, you don't need to give me." And in fact he revealed to Sanatana Goswami that, "I had understood you had gold coins. Because I have an astrologer, I have one astrologer who can detect who has the money. And I was going to kill you for these 7 gold coins." So Sanatana Goswami immediately gave it, and of course this person also, her hotel keeper, he helped Sanatana Goswami to escape from that place and go to the next level, next place. So when they were going, then again Sanatana Goswami inquired his servant Ishan, "Still it seems there is something, I'm not still comfortable. Do you have something?" "Yes, I have 1 gold coin." So then Sanatana Goswami just told him that you take this gold coin and go away. Because this will cause a great disturbance to me. As long as I have this mortal opulence, that death knell is on my head all the time. I do not want to live in that kind of fear. And then he just released this servant and went alone. So when somebody is approaching, Krishna can detect what we have, with what motives we are coming to serve him. It is not that Krishna doesn't detect, but we develop that desire to serve the Supreme Lord. When Supreme Lord sees that, yes, sincerely we are trying to serve the Supreme Lord, we do not have any ulterior motive, then Krishna can really bestow his supreme mercy. And what is his supreme mercy? Sometimes he may take away everything from us. That is ultimate mercy. For some devotees he can do that, those who can handle it. For some devotees he may supply also materially, because he knows that they need and they can utilize that in service of the Lord. So one has to take everything positively. Whatever Krishna is reciprocating, one should take it positively. And then in that way, one should remain Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any questions or comments? Mataji, please, any comments? If I spoke something beyond my realizations, please give blessings. Okay. So we'll stop here. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki jai.